The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latchoff from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazines. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies magazines, and begin with this one from First for Women. Six delicious pain enders. You've got pains, I've got pain. We all have pains, right? So here are their suggestions. Tomatoes tame inflammation. You're 60% less likely to battle spring aches if your diet is rich in lycopene, the pigment that gives tomatoes their cheery red hue, report scientists in the journal Molecules. The reason? Lycopene or lycopene blocks the release of inflammation-triggering enzymes, COX-2 and TNF-alpha, inside the tissues. More good news? Cooked tomato products contain a lot more lycopene than fresh tomatoes. That makes your favorite pasta sauce a pain-taming hero. Beef maximizes muscle repair. After a long, cold winter hunkered down indoors, your first bike ride, forest trek, or neighborhood walk can lead to painful micro-tears in muscles. A tasty RX? Beef. A study out of the Netherlands, published in the Journal of Nutrition, suggests that working 3-4-ounce servings of beef into your weekly meals could boost muscle repair and growth by 47%. Thanks goes to beef's rich stores of muscle-healing protein, zinc, and iron. Cucumbers block pain hormones. Cucumbers contain salicylic acid, which can soothe muscle strains and prevent headache flares if you enjoy a heaping cup daily, says Polish scientists. A whole cup of cucumbers. Well, salicylic acid soaks into immune cells, dialing down their release of pain-triggering hormones called prostaglandins. Nuts encourage cartilage repair. Another great reason to reach for nuts when the munchies hit, the crunchers are packed with nutrients such as magnesium, selenium, and vitamin E, key for building and repairing joint cartilage. Enjoy a handful daily, and Italian scientists say you'll halve, that's H-A-L-V-E, your risk of joint swelling and pain, even if your busyness normally makes your arthritis symptoms flare. Avocados fight fluid buildup. They're packed with oleic acid, a healing nutrient that encourages the liver to break down and release pain-triggering fluids before they can build up in tissues. No wonder Spanish investigators say eating one avocado daily, enjoy it in guacamole, on toast, or in salads, can ease stiffness, an effect that can help you feel more limber and flexible in as little as a week. And mangoes soothe nerve pain. Savoring a cup of mango, fresh or frozen, daily can reduce throbbing or shooting nerve pain, Japanese research suggests. Credit goes to beta-cryptoxanthin, a pigment in the fruit that the digestive tract uses to make nerve-healing vitamin A. To mix up a delicious tropical smoothie, blend one cup mango, half a frozen banana, half a cup each of milk and yogurt, and 2 teaspoons of lime juice. From First for Women, update with modern blues. And they're talking about the color. Bring relaxing energy into your home with this season's bounty of trendy blue hues. And they offer some suggestions. Wow with an accent wall. Cool shades of blue usher the beauty of sky and sea indoors, offering an instant sense of peace and serenity that turns any room into a retreat, says DIY pro Janine Rose of SweetHumbleHome.com. For a lovely focal point, Rose suggests painting one wall in your living room a serene sky blue. It draws the eye and sets the stage for your favorite decor pieces to shine. Next, brighten a vanity with paint. Sherwin-Williams 2024 Color of the Year is called Upward. It's SW6239 is their color number, a breezy and blissful blue hue that's perfect for adding calming, spa-like flair, and a pop of color to a plain bathroom. To paint a vanity, remove cabinet doors and drawers, sand everything down, and brush on a coat of primer. When the paint dries, use a roller or brush to apply 3 coats of blue paint and let dry. It's a very, very soft, light, I would say, blue-green. Beautify a bed with blue pillows. Turning a bedroom into an oasis is as easy as layering the bed with cozy, deep blue extras, like pillows and blankets. These soft touches pile on layers of texture and comfort and put a personal stamp on your space in an affordable, effortless way, says Rose. What they're showing here is 2 Sintoff knot pillows that looks like a knot, $29 from Amazon. Perk up your plants by putting them in aqua pots. Anytime I dip my toes into a new color trend, I start small with plant pots, says Rose. Popping houseplants into pretty aqua-hued pots, pitchers, or other containers makes for an eye-catching, cohesive display that adds refreshing flair to any table or surface. Simply group 3 blue-potted plants on a small side table or console near a sunny window. Water regularly. And add interest with a slate blue backsplash. Whether in a bathroom or kitchen, a slate blue tile backsplash lends depth and character to the blank space above sink or countertop. To get the look without gluing and grouting, measure the area you'd like to cover, then remove the backing from a stick-on faux tile backsplash. Press onto the wall. The secret source? Smart Tiles Peel and Stick Gel Backsplash Tile Morocco in Blue. $35 for 4 at Wayfair.com. Wayfair.com. From First for Women, 7 Books We're Loving Now. Hopefully these are all available as audiobooks for you. First, a piece of Christian nonfiction. Field Notes for the Wilderness by Sarah Bessey, B-E-S-S-E-Y. Best-selling Christian author Sarah Bessey's new book guides readers through the spiritual wilderness of doubt with wise insights like finding good spiritual teachers and practicing curiosity. Each page acts as a map toward healing, reconnecting to faith, and finding hope. A thriller called First Lie Wins by Ashley Elston, Elston, E-L-S-T-O-N. When the story begins, Evie Porter seems to have a perfect life, a great boyfriend named Ryan, an impressive home, and great friends. However, Evie Porter doesn't really exist. She's a con artist who works for Mr. Smith. Her job is to get intel from Ryan, but she soon starts falling for him. When her lies start catching up with her, can she get out or is she in too deep? A historical piece, The London Bookshop Affair by Louise Fine, F-E-I-N. Best-selling author Louise Fine's new novel, The London Bookshop Affair, is inspired by true events and figures of the Cold War. In 1962 London, Celia Duchesne dreams of a career, but with no means, she spends her days working at the bookshop and worrying about the Cold War. One day, a handsome American walks into the shop. Just as romance sparks, a secret draws her into the world of espionage that forces her to learn about Anya Moreau. In 1942 France, Anya was captured during the war for sending messages home to London via a transmitter. As Celia learns more about Anya, she realizes that life isn't always what it seems, but through love, all things are possible. A Cozy Mystery, The Charity Shop Detective Agency by Peter Boland, B-O-L-A-N-D. I have a friend who loves cozy mysteries as much as I do, and she highly recommended this novel, says Alexandria Brooks, First's digital editor. It was great. When Fiona, Sue, and Daisy, three volunteers at a charity shop, discover their favorite customer has been murdered, they make it their mission to bring the killer to justice. To do this, they rely on a clue that links this case with other crimes committed by the culprit. A fictional work, The Collected Regrets of Clover, by Mickey Brammer, B-R-A-M-M-E-R. While looking for a read to break me out of a rut, I stumbled on this book. It was inspiring, says Heather Liang, First's senior copy editor. Clover Brooks is a death doula whose job is to help people pass away with dignity and comfort. But ironically, she's never really learned how to live. Then she meets a client who sets her on a quest that becomes a journey of self-discovery. A romance titled The Layover by Lacey Walden, W-A-L-D-O-N. After 10 years as a flight attendant, Ava is working her last flight shift. But her nemesis, former pilot Jack Stone, is on the flight with her. When their plane has mechanical problems, it lands in Belize for a layover. Before long, Ava realizes she may have had Jack rum the whole time. And a piece of magical realism called The Good Part by Sophie Cousens, C-O-U-S-E-N-S. When I heard the concept of this book, I was all in, says Patty Bontico, First executive editor. Lucy Young is at the start of her career with no money or love life. So when she discovers a wishing machine, she wishes to skip to the good part of her life. When she wakes up with a husband, two kids, and her dream job, she realizes by skipping to the good part, she missed out on some great stuff along the way. From Real Simple, Never Sweat Supper Again. Armed with these meal planning tips, you'll always have an answer to the dreaded 5 o'clock question, what's for dinner? 1. Make a list of go-tos. It's easy to be overwhelmed when browsing through the zillions of enticing recipes out there. Have you seen the options in this magazine alone? Start a catalog of old standbys and new must-tries to consult when you feel stumped, says Sally Kuzemak, RD, creator of the blog Real Mom Nutrition. I keep a giant ongoing list of the meals my family likes in a meal planning notebook and constantly update it with new hits. She adds little notes like slow cooker, quick cooking, and meatless to guide her. If you're more digitally inclined, the apps called Caprica, Paprika, P-A-P-R-I-K-A, $5 on your iPhone, and on Android, and Recipe Keeper, which is free for both Apple and Android. Organize your favorite recipes from cookbooks and websites all in one searchable spot. 2. Check the sales and your current stock. Browse your store's circular app or website for sales. Then design the week's dinners around the best deals, says Tony Okamoto, author of Plant-Based on a Budget, Quick and Easy. Before you head to the store, make inventory of the pantry, fridge, and freezer to avoid overbuying. If you want to go the extra mile, keep a spreadsheet or note on your phone detailing what you already have on hand so you can check it at the store if need be. Map out your game plan. Consult your calendar to know when you'll eat at home over the next week and with whom. Based on that handy-dandy list of recipes, the sales info, what ingredients you have, what's in season, and any hankerings, choose your recipes for the week. Still at a loss? Pick a nightly theme you can populate regularly with new recipes, says Jenna Helwig, Real Simple's food director and the author of Bare Minimum Dinners. Try classics like Meatless Monday and Taco Tuesday. Or get creative and declare Waffle Wednesday or Fritter Friday. Alliteration is not mandatory, but it helps. Then, and this is key, put your plan in writing. Grab an old-fashioned planner, use a kitchen whiteboard, or create a Google spreadsheet, which you can share with other cooks in the house, Helwig says. This way, you'll save yourself from potentially forgetting and having to plan all over again. 4. Spread out your faves. To avoid food fatigue without giving up your favorites, design a plan that repeats every few weeks, Helwig suggests. Your go-to chili stays in rotation, but it doesn't get old. Also, if you have kids, make sure they know that their picks will be on the menu again at some point. Occasionally, we have Favorites Week. Each person gets to choose a recipe for one night. 5. Get everyone involved. When it comes to cooking for the whole family, Deanie Klein, author of the meal prepping cookbook Prep and Rally, swears by build-it-yourself dinners. They're lifesavers when no one can agree on a single dish. Pick up toppings for DIY grain bowls, a sandwich bar, or a baked potato bar. Then let everyone customize their own plate. This also works great with tacos, quesadillas, personal pizzas, and salads. 6. Do some prep. If weeknights tend to skew a little hectic, get a head start on Sunday, Klein suggests. Make a big batch of grains, a loaded sheet pan of veggies, and a protein. Then mix and match them into different meals. Change up the seasonings and toppings so you don't feel like you're eating the same thing all week. For example, rice, roasted chicken, and broccoli can be a stir-fry on Monday, burritos on Tuesday, and fried rice with an egg on top on Wednesday. 7. Allow for a little flexibility. As we all know, things come up and plans change. Maybe you have to work late, or a friend reaches out with a last-minute invitation. Instead of planning and shopping for every night of the week, make a minimalist menu of 3 or 4 dinners to eat by Friday. Without having every night spoken for, you won't overshop, and you'll be free to call in takeout or try the new neighborhood spot. Conversely, strive to keep a baked lasagna or some such in the freezer. So if you end up being home when you thought you'd be out, you'll have dinner at the ready. From First for Women, I'm almost 70. Can any diet changes help fend off frailty? And their answer, many women start to see signs of frailty, like weakness, fatigue, and weight loss as they get older. Thankfully, increasing your intake of phytonutrients called flavanols can help. Harvard researchers found that by adding just 10 milligrams of flavanols to your daily diet can lower your risk of the condition by 20%. Flavanols can help undo the cellular damage that can trigger frailty symptoms, and they're found in many foods. A single cup of broccoli contains 9.4 of the 10 mg recommended in the Harvard study. An apple boasts 10 milligrams of flavonoids, and 2/3 of a cup of chopped onions gives you more than 15 mg of the frailty-busting nutrient. Question, do any foods prevent snoring? Answer, your diet can absolutely help you snore less. In fact, a study in the journal ERJ Open Research found that people who ate plenty of veggies, fruits, nuts, and whole grains were nearly 20% less likely than those who didn't eat these foods to suffer from sleep apnea, a condition that can cause snoring. The researchers say this type of plant-forward eating can lower inflammation, which is a key factor in sleep apnea. Mixing a spoonful of raw honey into a mug of warm water or herbal tea before bed can also help. Honey coats and relaxes the throat, and it contains compounds that reduce snore-triggering swelling. From Real Simple, best of the brunch, the Bloody Mary cocktail. All due respect to the mimosa, that lovely fizzy brunch classic, but sometimes I want to drink with more presence, some savoriness, a cocktail that drinks like a meal. In those cases, the Bloody Mary is the only option. Touted as a hangover cure, I wouldn't know, the spicy tomato juice and vodka combo has a murky history. Some say it was invented by a Paris bartender in 1921, Others trace its origin to 1930s Chicago. Regardless, it's zesty, full of flavor, and downright delightful any time of day. While you certainly can open a high-quality mixer, and they have some recommendations I'll get to, a DIY one takes about 5 minutes and tastes ultra fresh. Tomato juice, Tabasco, and Worcestershire sauce, and something acidic like lemon juice are typical components. As for garnish, a lemon wedge will give you the touch of brightness you need. A celery stick is also classic. Because I like pickle brine in my drink, I usually include a cute cornichon. Set out celery stalks, pickled okra, olives, shrimp cocktail, or other savory bites. Don't forget the skewers or toothpicks so drinkers can garnish away. Go that route, actually, and your brunch menu is basically set. So, the zesty Bloody Mary. Active in total time, 5 minutes, and this makes two drinks. We need 1 teaspoon celery salt for rimming glasses, optional. 1 teaspoon kosher salt for rimming glasses, also optional. Take your pick. Lemon wedges for rimming glasses and garnish, optional. Then we get to things that are not optional. 1 cup or 8 ounces tomato juice, chilled. 1/3 cup or 3 ounces of vodka. 1/3 cup or 3 ounces dill pickle brine. 4 teaspoons prepared white horseradish. It's going to have some kick. 2 teaspoons Worcestershire sauce. 1 teaspoon hot sauce, such as Tabasco. Freshly ground black pepper for topping. And then we have optional garnish, celery stalks, cornichons. If rimming the glasses, combine celery salt and kosher salt on a small plate. Run a lemon wedge halfway around the rims of 2 highball glasses. Dip the lemony rims of cocktail glasses in salt mixture to coat. Fill a cocktail shaker halfway with ice. Add tomato juice, vodka, brine, horseradish, Worcestershire sauce, and hot sauce. Shake until chilled about 10 seconds. Fill glasses 3/4 full with ice. Pour cocktails into the glasses. Top with a pinch of pepper and garnish as desired. And there are a list of variations on this theme. The Bloody Mary is wonderfully adaptable. For a change, make one of these versions. The Bloody Caesar. Swap in Clamato juice for the tomato juice. The Bloody Maria. Use tequila, not vodka. Red Snapper. Replace the vodka with gin. Gingery. Use 1 tablespoon horseradish instead of 2, and 2 teaspoons fresh grated ginger. And the Bright and Spicy. Replace the pickle brine with 1/4 cup lemon juice and 1.5 tablespoons peppercini brine. And over on the side here, if you don't feel like DIYing your cocktail, try my favorite ready-to-go mixers. I suggest either a 2-to-1 or a 3-to-1 ratio of mixer to liquor. Hot stuff. The Bold McClure's mix is packed with bits of peppers, garlic, and dill. Your mouth will pucker in a good way. $8 for 32 ounces. McClure's.com. McClure's.com. A classic Hella Cocktail Company's version tastes fresh, not packaged. It's ideal for less heat-inclined drinkers. $15 for 25 ounces, available on Amazon. And single serve, these cans from UK brand Longbottom & Company are super convenient. Pour the slightly spicy mixer into a glass for an instant beverage for one. $15 for 4 8-ounce cans at drinklongbottom.com. From First for Women, Cheesy Stuffed Meatloaf. Active time is 15 minutes, total time 1.5 hours. It serves 6. Convenient jarred sauce and melty mozzarella jazz up this twist on a comfort food favorite. We need 2 eggs, 1/2 cup plus 1/3 cup pizza sauce, 1 teaspoon dried Italian seasoning, 1/2 teaspoon garlic powder, 1 cup fresh breadcrumbs, 1.5 pounds ground beef, 1 onion grated, 4 slices mozzarella, about 3 ounces, plus a third of a cup grated mozzarella cheese, and optional chopped fresh parsley. Cut a 10-inch square piece of parchment paper, say that 3 times, in a large bowl beat eggs, half cup of sauce, Italian seasoning, garlic powder, 1/4 teaspoon salt, and 1/4 teaspoon pepper. Stir in breadcrumbs. Let stand 1 minute. Add beef and onion. Stir until combined. Cut cheese slices into 4 strips each. On parchment, shape half of the beef mixture into a loaf. Layer cheese strips in the center. Top with the remaining beef mixture. Shape into loaf, enclosing the cheese. Spread on remaining sauce. Heat air fryer to bake at 300 degrees. Transfer meatloaf with parchment to air fryer basket. Insert into the air fryer. Cook until meat thermometer inserted in the center registers 160 degrees for 55 minutes, topping with grated cheese during the last 2 minutes. Then let stand for 10 minutes. If desired, sprinkle with chopped parsley. From First for Women, chickpea noodle soup. Active time 10 minutes, total time 20, and this serves 6. Who knew chicken noodle soup doesn't really need any chicken? Scandalous, I know. But here's something even more outrageous. I prefer mine without. Plus, since there's no protein to be cooked, you have this ready in no time. We need 3 tablespoons extra virgin olive oil, 3 carrots peeled and chopped, 2 celery stalks chopped, 1 yellow onion chopped, 4 garlic cloves finely chopped, a 1-inch piece of fresh ginger peeled and grated, 2 15-ounce cans of chickpeas drained and rinsed, 8 cups chicken broth or vegetable broth if you want to go all veggie, 3 tablespoons finely chopped fresh parsley, 2 tablespoons finely chopped fresh dill, 1 tablespoon finely chopped fresh thyme leaves, 1 teaspoon kosher salt, 1/2 teaspoon freshly ground black pepper, 8 ounces of egg noodles, not the wide ones, and the juice of 1 lemon. Heat the olive oil in a Dutch oven or large soup pot over medium heat. Add the carrots, celery, onion, garlic, and ginger, and cook, stirring occasionally, until the vegetables begin to soften, 5 to 7 minutes. Add the chickpeas, broth, parsley, dill, thyme, salt, and pepper, and stir to combine. Increase the heat to high and bring to a boil. Stir in the egg noodles. Reduce the heat to medium-low, cover, and simmer until the noodles are cooked, about 12 minutes. Remove from the heat and stir in the lemon juice and additional salt or pepper as desired. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazine. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired and available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. See you next time.